Hello there. Welcome to this episode of Forest Ghost Conversations. This is your host, Anthony King, and this week, along with Mrs. Forest Ghost Conversations, Elise King, we will be discussing episode 14 from season 3 of The Bad Batch titled Flash Strike. Before we get started, I'm inviting you to support Forest Ghost Conversations on Patreon. If you're a fan of the podcast and would like to consider pledging your support, there will be a link in the episode description for you to check out the various tiers offered. Also, please be sure to check out our Tee Public store to buy some Force Ghost Conversations merchandise. And without further ado, it's time to gather around the campfire for some Force Ghost Conversations. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Forest Ghost Conversations. We are almost at the end of The Bad Batch. Yes, sadly, the series finale, not even the season finale, but the series finale of The Bad Batch concludes next Wednesday. And of course, we have the penultimate episode to talk about in this week's podcast with Mrs. Forest Ghost Conversations, which will be on the other side of this segment, which we know as Cloud City Gossip, our rundown of all the news that has taken place in the Star Wars and Lucasfilm adjacent galaxy in this past week. And there frankly wasn't a whole lot of news that has come out, for as I can tell. Some of the big things, of course, are that merchandise has been released for the upcoming Star Wars celebration in Japan, yes, in Tokyo in 2025. That is coming up very soon. And you can even start getting your tickets as soon as next week. I believe May 2nd, May 3rd is the exact time that you can get tickets for that. If you're planning on going to Star Wars Celebration in 2025, at the moment, I am not, but you never know. You never know. Life can change. Things can always in motion. The future is. But as of now, the answer is no. But if you're looking to do that, and all the power to you, and I hope that tickets are still on sale by the time you get to the opportunity to do that. So in addition, The Phantom Menace obviously comes out next week for the 25th anniversary re-release on May 3rd, starting in cinemas all throughout the following week. You'll be able to catch the 25th anniversary re-release of that film in hopefully a local cinema of your choice. So if you haven't gotten tickets yet, I implore you to do so. The anticipation for this has been quite palpable. And I cannot wait to see this movie really for the first time with like cognitive memory that I can see it on such a wonderful scale and the scope that George Lucas intended for everybody to witness this. Also, again, The Bad Batch is concluding, and next Wednesday will be our final Bad Batch conversation with a brand new episode coming out and talking about the series as a whole. So I'm very thankful for the show and what it's done for me and my family over the last couple of years and bringing us some joy during the pandemic times. It's been a wonderful journey, and I'm excited to see how it comes to an end over the next couple of days here. And also Tales of the Empire on May 4th on Disney Plus. Be sure to be on the lookout for that as a couple of another great batch of animated shorts comes our way. So with that, folks, that's all the news that I had for this week. We'll be back on the other side of this break with our Bad Batch conversations. Stay tuned. All right, everybody, we are back. The penultimate episode of The Bad Batch, Season 3, Episode 14, titled Flash Strike. And, of course, we are here to break it down with Mrs. Forest Ghost Converse. I already got sidetracked. My brain is going everywhere.
I think you forgot my name.
I did not forget your name at all. I was trying to remember the episode title name, and then I got really happy that I remembered it.
Did I say stay in the moment?
I was present in the moment. I was trying to be present at remembering the episode title without having to go clickety clackety on the phone on the computer here. Of course, the voice you're hearing is Mrs. Force Ghost Conversations, Elise King.
Everyone.
Welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
You're doing all right. We both like the episode. Let me be clear about that right now. We like this episode.
We like the Bad Batch.
We love the Bad Batch. It's your Star Wars. This is great.
Yeah.
I want to address the elephant in the room right from the start.
What were those influencers saying online? You know, I don't get it.
For anybody that we're caught catching up to speed here, when the mid-season of this show kind of happened around episode 8 or so, a bunch of people in the Star Wars media realm received screener episodes of episodes, I think, what, 8 through 14 or something like that. Everything up except for the last episode, episode 15 of the season. And the consistent message across the board was, you're not ready for this. This is the most incredible Star Wars ever, the best thing ever. Your mind's going to be blown with what happens in this. And, you know, when you give praise like that, whether I like it or not, I'm still going to hear that and go, wow, I really respect the opinions of these people. I understand that they also are big Star Wars fans.
Yeah, they've seen a lot of Star Wars.
And to say things like that, that carries a lot of weight and gravitas to it. And when they're like, you're not ready, I'm immediately like, okay, I'm ready to be blown. My mind.
I was like, what epic battle?
Yeah. What could I not be ready for as a person who ingests this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, like, my brain is going to automatically, like, Wrecker being not fighting a deformed clone of Palpatine or something like it, right?
Yeah,
it's just like something really wild outside the box and all that stuff. And I don't know about you, Elise, but I feel like we were ready for what we've gotten to this point.
It's a nicer way of saying, like, we were underwhelmed, and not because the episode was bad, although, again, surprised by pacing.
Yeah.
Just underwhelmed because of all the hoopla that came out about it.
That's a great way to say it, the hoopla.
If we break the story out from what we know, I'm like, yes, they, like, Tantus is the most secure base in all of the galaxy. Mm-hmm. It takes many steps to get there. It's hard to infiltrate. Like, the amount of steps that they're getting to do the final showdown of whatever that looks like makes sense. So storytelling wise, it's consistent. It's
It lines up.
It lines up. It's I turned to you before this episode and I was like, I don't know what else to say other than what I said last week, which was like, I'm surprised by pacing. They push the story along.
Yeah.
We only have the biggest thing I can say different is we only have one episode left. What are they doing? And it's really highlighted that the ending is not what we were expecting.
Yeah. And I really hope this would be the only thing that would kind of disappoint me in some ways, if the episode is like 20 minutes long to wrap up everything that I think that they're trying to wrap up here. That might feel a little rushed.
And if it is 20 minutes long, there has to be something coming out. Like, I could see them making an announcement of like, hey, you're getting
a mini something movie is coming.
Or like another series or something. Because I was just like, they have not handled animation series like this. And from my understanding, like Rebels didn't end like this.
Right.
Clone Wars didn't end like this. I haven't seen...
Correct. Clone Resistance. Wars got the second ending too.
So I'm just like...
Resistance had a solid ending, I'll tell you that. So,
okay, yeah, I haven't seen it. So I'm just like, this is... What is this?
I want to address again the you're not ready for this hype that was going all across the board.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Here.
You told me about it. And I was like, wow, people must really... Like, that's a lot. We've seen Rey...
Fighting a Darth, like, a dark Rey.
We've seen, like... Kylo Ren kiss Rey and then fall dead at her feet.
We've seen Maul resurrected with spider legs.
Maul and Ezra come back.
Yeah. Maul and Kenobi.
Real life Purgles. Like,
Maul and Kenobi fight in on Tatooine.
Like, we have seen some crazy
space whales take Thrawn and Ezra to Purgle land.
Yeah, the crazy Star Wars we've seen is crazy.
And to say, it does add a lot of weight to those words. Words are important, everybody. Words are important. I'm not trying to defend them at all and these people that have made some of these comments here, but like episodes, like they got them all at once. So I assume they probably watched them in a quick setting there. But even if I had watched all these in a setting, I think I would have said, these are really great episodes. I think this is setting up for a great finale. I would have probably said, you're not ready for this.
I would have said...
I don't think I would have said that.
I would have said, listen, the Bad Batch is going to take on probably the biggest challenge they've ever been faced.
Yeah.
What I saw makes me so excited for the finale. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Bad Batch is true to form. They're sticking to a unit and they're figuring out how to stay together as a family.
And I personally think, like, then they also should have told the influencers that if the last episode is long, they should have told the influencers that to like build up even more
give a heads up. Maybe. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. I would love to know. But we'll find out next Wednesday how much. Trust me, everybody. We actually liked this episode. We've liked a lot, you know. I think if we had gotten all three of these at once, right, the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks, and then today we're recording this, the last three episodes ever since that two batch that came out, if we'd have gotten all three at once, we'd probably have been like, all right, this was a really solid hour and a half here. Let's move on to the finale now. But the week to week speculation of like, okay, well, they got from point A to point B. All right, they got from point A to point B. They're definitely setting up the finale and they're just kind of like teasing us to like getting to that end point.
They've just been teasing us for about four episodes now. And again, I understand why storyline, and I even had some moments of like, that's funny or that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see how, but it's just that same, like, can't wait to see how they put it together.
Exactly. Yep. You're 100% right.
Just, it's the middle of the episode. It's like, in Clone Wars, when they had, like you said, the batches, It's like these episodes have been the middle of that batch of have been a middle episode for 4 weeks.
Yep, exactly. And you noted pacing. I don't know if we'd necessarily be talking about pacing if we'd have gotten all three of these at once. We'd have just been like, all right, great. Give us the finale now. Yeah. Whereas like each week we've been like, all right, how are they going to put this together? How are they going to...
And it is interesting because I'm like, well, of course they're doing it week to week because they're trying to fill the gap.
It's the model of how they do this. Yeah.
And this.
They want to have something for May 4, right? This will come out on like May 1st. And then Tales of the Empire comes out on May 4th. But they just want the Star Wars content to hit that early May period.
Yeah, but I'm kind of like, if you're a Star Wars fan and you want to see Tales of the Empire and you want to see Acolyte, you're not getting rid of Disney Plus between the end of Bad Batch. No, they could have done it. And it would have, especially with Tales of the Empire coming out in May. Mm-hmm. Like, I forgot about that. So there's really no reason for them to stretch it out this long other than just trying to that say they have something,
they wanted to,
I guess.
Or maybe there was a mandate behind the scenes to do so.
I don't know, but... it doesn't feel good that I'm saying like, this is my Star Wars. These characters are my ride or die. And I'm just like, in the final season.
Right. You, especially the second half here, like the first half, you're like, this is so good. My heart is tearing. I don't want this to ever end.
Yeah.
And now you're like, I want to see how it pays off. Give me this finale.
Yeah. So
break my heart. I just want to see it already. Stop teasing me. We're here on Tantus finally. Let's finish the drive.
Yeah, and I just there's just so many threads they have to pull together.
Yeah.
And it's not just how they find Ahsoka or Omega, even though we know they're going to be ships passing in the night.
She's already making that plan.
but I'm also like, okay, they've hinted so much at that soldier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, the shadow soldier, yeah.
The shadow soldier.
The shadow assassin.
What a tongue twister. They've hinted so much at Crosshair's arm or hand and like his mental state. Rampart
that they introduced, yeah.
Not just Hemlock. Omega getting out, but like the kids.
The kids, the other clone troopers.
Yeah, not just them. Yeah, the troopers themselves. Mm-hmm.
The Zillow Beast now too.
I mean, there's just like, there's so much.
What else might be on?
And if it's 25 minutes, then we're not getting a complete story. That and like, I can only put my faith in that we're getting something else. Because if it's not a complete story, my heart will be. If we get in not a complete story and we don't get word of something else, my heart will be broken, which I just can't believe because I don't think Filoni would do that.
Yeah.
He's a fan first and foremost, unless he's forgotten, unless he's been on Skywalker Ranch for too long. He's
gotten too big for his britches.
He's forgotten what it's like.
Look, we're speculating here.
But all there is speculation.
But all we got this
because
speculation.
There's nothing episode to be like sink your teeth into.
It's like a very clear they're here now. You're not ready for what's gonna happen next, perhaps. maybe that's what they were saying. You're not ready for actually what you're
None of us are ready.
You're not ready to see what you're going to actually see, which is, you know, them just completing the task and getting from point A to point B. Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's different expectations.
You know, I kind of wasn't ready for in a way, but I would have ultimately accepted it too if I also hadn't been influenced by what people were kind of hyping up. I've seen a lot of people saying on the internet, like, especially after this last episode came out, that they're like, I don't want the Bad Batch to end. I'm so sad for it. And I'm like, to a degree, I agree with that. But I also just want to see the finale. Just this, like, I need the closure here. I need to know who lives.
I need to know this to finish now.
Like, not so that much... I want it to finish, but I just need to know how it ends. Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's how they're like, they weren't ready. They were like, only 3 seasons, but we're going to edge them so much. That they're going to be ready no matter what. So I don't know. Yeah. I think it's a good reminder too, that, I mean, you talk all the time about responsible speculation, and this isn't even speculation because they had seen the episodes.
Right.
But I think it's a good reminder that how you talk about stuff that people haven't seen can change their experiences with.
It really can. Like, words matter.
The material. Yeah. Like, so, you know, and also, like, don't lose trust in your audiences and be real.
Be honest.
Yeah, be honest. And you can frame stuff without giving it away and still being excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if I had seen those screeners, I would have been like, so glad to be back with the Bad Batch. Like, they're really ramping up to an excellent finale. Can't wait to see how it all comes together.
Yeah, like, totally. I think exactly how I would have worded it too. Yeah. It's like, this is a great set of episodes. They've set up for a wonderful finale. Can't wait to see how it concludes.
Yeah.
I think that's probably how I'd have.
You're going to have unexpected, like, twists.
Yeah, you would have got Ventress here. Like,
yeah, Ventress. You would have had Rampart.
Rampart.
Yeah, I don't know. That's like the biggest thing that I have in my head. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, it's funny because when we were watching, I was like, oh, strong start. And it was because the music at the front.
They did have a really great, like, very fast.
It was like, intense. We are focused. We are urgent. Like, things are happening. I was like, oh, we're moving, we're doing it. And then, I mean, they did it, but they didn't. I don't know.
They crash landed. And then Rampart gets picked up by the clone troopers that are patrolling.
And as he was running, his hair fell out of his coiffed hairdo. And I was like, oh, finally we get messy Rampart back. And also his scream, whoever the actor is, his scream is hilarious.
That was honestly my biggest takeaway of, like, what I like about this episode the most was his little scream. Like, at the end of the day, Rampart is still just this weaselly creature.
Yeah. I was like, what a little messy weasel with a really funny scream and comic relief.
Yep. He tries to play tough and brutish and be all that. And then,
I was like, what if Wrecker, like, tames this monster in the woods
and rides it
to the base?
I was like, yeah, that I'm not ready for that. It's a possibility, but what I liked in addition to that part of the episode too was, like, the Empire wasn't just inept about, like, their arrival. Like, it was from the beginning, before they even arrived, they're like, hey, Clone Force 99 was found on this, on the outpost on Coruscant there. It's believed that they're probably tracking them. And then Hemlock is like, great, we're going into basically lockdown. They have fighters out there to track it, destroy anything else that's not a part of that ship. Everything that, when that ship lands, we're going to have secure protocols on how people get out of there.
They
just
didn't
in case.
Do the whole, like, oh, we're fine.
Or just be unaware about it whatsoever. Yeah. Like, they didn't just sneakily come in there. No, it actually created a challenge for them.
It's like, not only do you have to enter the most secret base in all the galaxy, you now have to enter it with them knowing you're here and they're on full.
And prepared for you. Yeah. Fully prepared. Sending out everything that they got against you.
And they even were like, oh, we found the crasher. They're like, go check it. Count how many bodies there are.
Exactly.
No one's getting off the ship.
Yep. Without... Even the ship the science ship that lands. Yeah. So, like, everyone has to have proper protocols to get off.
They like, be scanned. Like,
yep. Everything.
I was like, okay, yeah, the Empire is living up to, like, how secret this base is.
And that was great. I like that a lot. Instead of them just being like, oh, ship 3329, you are cleared to land. And then just.
I also was like, when Echo and Emery met each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we had spent the time with her on that episode where she started questioning, because she gave up.
Her twist would have been like, what? Where did that come from?
I was like, that's why I'm like still feeling pretty positive about the finale, because like the storytellers did what they needed to. Mm-hmm. They knew that was going to be a pretty quick turn.
Right.
We saw her hesitation over the last few episodes. So I was like, okay, she was just waiting for the right opportunity. Mm-hmm. Like, she probably doesn't have enough of a backbone to stage a coup on her own.
Definitely doesn't. Definitely, I don't think that's true, yeah.
Someone else.
Yeah, she
and it was a powerful moment when he like Echo pulled off his helmet, and you could see he was a science experiment. Mm-hmm. And they were like, I'm just following orders. And
yeah.
So like, okay, that's also a good, another puzzle piece clicking into place. Yeah.
Like that, and then the good juxtaposition of you have that serious moment with him taking the hand of the droid and going, thanks for the hand.
Yeah, that was
like,
funny.
I did like all that. I love
Echo's dry humor. That's like such an Echo moment. Yeah.
Or even in the episode two with the Hunter Wrecker crew, where they're like, oh, did Rampart make it? And then Hunter goes, unfortunately, he did.
I heard that.
When he said, unfortunately, I was like, oh, is that just really just end Rampart right there? He served his purpose. He got them there. And he's gone.
And he's gone. No. That was also funny. I love Crosshair and Rampart as foils of each other in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But also, they're just funny.
Yeah.
But... yeah, see, this is why I can't say I didn't like the episode. I mm-hmm. liked it. Also,
tension filled too.
Yeah, tension filled. I like that when Omega was sneaking around in the insides of the base, she saw like the Loch Ness monster being tortured.
Well, the Zilla Beast.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Where have I seen that before?
In Rebels. Not Rebels, but in an earlier episode of Bad Batch, I think season two. There was a whole Zilla Beast episode, and then Clone Wars was where we see it first.
Yeah.
And Bad Batch, I think last year we talked about it. I was so excited that they brought back the Zilla Beast, because that was a loose thread from the Clone Wars for so many years. They're like, what are they doing with that? Yeah, it's the chair.
Yeah, I definitely think I thought that was interesting, because mm-hmm. they were testing the thing we see Luke have to fight when he's in that little Ray-Ban.
Well, yeah, it's like some weird, like, kind of almost pre-Death Star tech that they're using to, like, keep him down.
Mm-hmm. Because the Zilla Beast is almost unbeatable. Ship.
I mean, it is, yeah. But it's a smaller version
yeah.
of that. So to, like, keep the Zilla Beast intact. Yeah. And even or if, I don't know if it's powered on. Yeah, we know nothing about it. This is the first we've seen something like that. It could just be, I don't know if it's powered with kyber crystals either.
It made me wonder if, It made me wonder if, you know, when we saw that episode of all the animals being released and we knew mm-hmm, they were going mm-hmm. somewhere, I was like, oh, what if in this finale, if they do a big release of the whole base, we just see all these animals streaming
or
out
they
again.
Come back. Yeah. That's what they use. That's Omega's plan, is to find all the animals.
And all of the kids are on a different monster, like busting out.
Yeah. Yeah. Omega was pretty confident that she's got a plan here. And I think it has something to do with the Zilla Beast. I think that's pretty apparent now that she's like, oh, we're going to use that to get out of here.
I mean, yeah, I think she's also just like, I mean, one, they've been setting up for a couple seasons now. She's excellent at strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Two, she's a kid. You feel infallible and like immortal as a kid, I think, with confidence. Because I'm like, girl, you could get out. You have a baby. You have a straight up toddler.
Yeah, figure it out.
I cannot imagine trying to escape with a toddler, let alone three other kids with absolutely
through these
like no protection
vats in the ceiling and all that.
So, I mean, obviously, I feel like there's going to be some sort of comedy of errors, because mm-hmm. it's the clones getting in, Emery and Echo trying to get into the vault, and then Omega getting out. I'm like, watch them like break in, and it's no one's in the vault because Omega's already left.
Yep. I mean, I think that's actually probably what's going to happen. Or maybe they don't even go inside to a degree. Like, she might just break out.
It depends on how long the episode is.
But again, there's an unknown about this finale. How long is it going to be? What are they going
to
do with
it? Of course they would do this to us. They're like, you think you understand storytelling. Yeah.
You think you know the Bad Batch. You think you know Star Wars.
Star Wars animation.
Check all that out the door. You are not ready.
So maybe we aren't. Maybe we think we've been so confident.
Maybe they just set us up and they're like, you thought you had three kind episodes to you where you thought you were just being like teased the entire time?
Yeah, I bet you're gonna wish you can go back to that.
You're gonna wish that you went back to last week where you're like, just give me the finale. Oh, you want the finale, huh? Here it is.
I'll give you the finale.
Here's Wrecker being split in half by this little beast or something, you know.
Oh my god.
Just something horrible that you're just like, what in the world, guys? I really wasn't expecting this.
As we've said every week, we'll just have to wait till next week.
Yeah, we're just gonna have to wait because there's a lot of loose threads as you presented. Will they land all of them? Do they have to? No, obviously not. But what is coming next? What is next? I don't think they're going to solve all those. And then just like, how do they set up the future here? That's going to be the next outlying question after the Bad Batch.
And do we what say is goodbye? The episode?
What does it end with? Yeah, what does it end with?
Is the goodbye to the Bad Batch?
Is there a goodbye?
Is it a see you later? Or is it like a...
Is it the series is no longer called The Bad Batch.
Yeah.
It's now called Rex and Friends.
Yeah, it's like the difference between like a see you later, farewell forever, or RIP. Mm-hmm. Like, there's what three?
Mm-hmm. Yep. All of that.
Which of the three, I should say.
Which of those three are we going to get today? Is it?
No, we're not.
I don't even know at this point. I'm just excited to see it. I want next Wednesday to come already.
You know what's funny is last episode we were like, it was such a great reminder that we need to let go of control and we're not in charge of the story.
Well, you only get so much of that.
And then I was like, I'm trying to control it.
Yeah, you get so much goodwill to a degree.
Okay, well, I'm still
and I have got I do as well.
I'm just like,
I'm very excited for the finale. I just want to see it.
Yeah, I'm just into
I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
They said, you're not ready. I'm ready for the finale.
Yeah.
Come break my heart.
Yeah.
Tell us how the story ends. I want to see the book end. I've seen them introduced I've seen this group in the schematics that they had, right? They released the Bad Batch episodes before they were even like released. They released these in like 2013 release as just like the rough animations with the voice, because they had these for the final season of Clone Wars done before it got canceled. And then they're like, okay, we'll release it in its rough animated form to people if they want to watch it. And that's how I watch it. So that was my introduction to this crew. And then
you've been on a journey
all these 10 years later. Now finally get to see at least how their series, The Bad Batch, Star Wars, The Bad Batch ends. And they say, all right, this is the story we started from Omega saying hello to them saying goodbye.
Yeah. I don't know what to say other than like, give it to me.
Give it to us. That's what that's all I'm saying. It's like, I'm ready. I wish it was a two-parter between this episode and the next one. Like, that would have been great. It ends on that cliffhanger of Omega being like, we're getting out of here. All right, let's go. Let's get out of here. Let's do it.
I know it ended and I was just like, it's already like, been 25 You guys minutes? Ended it
and again like this? Again? It ended last week with Hunter going like, we're going to do it. And
three,
then he connects
two,
3, 2, 1, connect.
And then
off in hyperspace, end. And then this one, we're getting off this rock, end. I think you can tell at home that we're ready to go. We're amped up. We're excited. The energy is palpable. I don't know what they've done. They've created pent up monsters in us that want to just see this. We've come a long journey from the beginning of this season where we had episode one. No, I need a billion episodes. I'll never be ready to say goodbye. And not that I'm ready to say goodbye, and I don't think you are either. It's just I'm intrigued to see how they're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah.
And I would like to see how it wraps up.
Yeah. They got us on the edge of our seats.
Yes. Yes, we are on the edge of our seats, ready for the Bad Batch. And of course, we'll come on next week and go, why did they do this?
I know. But it's just that
we had such innocence last week.
This is the thing of week to week, especially on podcasts.
And this is
it's
the week
storytelling
to week,
in real time. It's reaction
it
to
is.
Story in real time.
Yeah.
It's us experience the story and our emotions at the real time. And I'll probably look back fondly on when it was calm and
I sure hope so.
People were alive.
people were enjoying life on Pabu, right?
Yeah.
The Pabu thread of it all. Where are we going? Again. Yeah. Loose threads go. What is Sid going to show up?
Fiona?
What's Sid doing?
Yeah. I don't know.
Fiona? Fee?
Oh my gosh. I don't
know. Fee Genoa?
I don't know where Fiona came from. I just.
You just immediately reverted back to Shrek.
Yeah, basically.
Like, anything with a fee, right? It has to be Fiona. Fiona! Yeah.
All right. Well,
any last thoughts before we kind of conclude shop here?
No, I mean, short and sweet, because that's what this episode was.
It really was, unfortunately. I mean, one last question here. Did when Omega was up and about and then she told the kids to, like, cover for her, and the kids covered the best they could, did you think that there was any chance that Omega didn't make it when she arrived? You thought she was always, like, safe by, like, she's going to drop in there before they arrived?
Yeah. Did you?
Cool. There was a part of me that was like, it'd be interesting if she didn't, and then... Does the base go in further lockdown?
I was just like, there's only so much lockdown they can actually come back from. So yeah. That's why I thought that.
Interesting. Just a side thought that I had before we wrapped up here.
Okay.
Anywho, that's all that we had for episode 14, Flash Strike, of season 3 of The Bad Batch, the penultimate episode of this series. We got one more left, everybody. And like you can tell from our conversation, we're ready to rock and roll. Give it to us. Right now, let's go. Let's see how they stick the landing on this series. And I hope you've enjoyed our conversation here. I want to hear your thoughts about The Bad Batch and how this episode went for you. So reach out to us on our social media sites, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Just search Force Ghost Conversations and we'll be there in some way, shape, or form. Next week, everybody, it's the last episode of The Bad Batch. Can you believe it? We're here all these months of having weekly Bad Batch conversations are coming to an end. Frankly, we're excited for it. We're ready to see how this show comes to a conclusion, and I hope you are as well. So we'll be back in your podcast feeds next week with this final episode of the series. And until then, may the Force be with you. Take care.